The next word is please. The word, please, in Russian is Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста. It is used to politely request something, or express gratitude. It is pronounced similarly to Пожалуйста, with the emphasis on the second syllable, Лу. Example sentence. Можно мне, пожалуйста, чашку кофе? Можно мне, пожалуйста, чашку кофе? Breakdown. Можно. Можно. Can, pronounced like можно. Мне. Мне. Me, pronounced like mi. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста. Please, pronounced like пожалуйста. Чашку. Чашку. Cup, pronounced like чашку. Coffee. Coffee. Coffee, pronounced like coffee. Translation. Can I please have a cup of coffee? Helpful tip. The phrase. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста. Can be used in many situations, such as asking for help, making a request, or thanking someone. It's a very versatile and commonly used word in Russian. English. Please slash. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста. The next word is health. Здоровье. Is the noun for health. It's pronounced like здравай. The sentence is У меня хорошее здоровье. This translates to I have good health. У. У means at, with, or by. Меня. Меня means me. Хорошее. Хороший means good, adjective. Здоровье. Здравай means health. Key concept. The sentence uses the genitive case of the noun. Здоровье. Здравай, which is used to show possession. The genitive case is formed by adding the ending. Я to the noun. In this example, the genitive case of здоровье. Здравай is здоровье. Здравия. Variations of the word. Здоров. Здоров, healthy, masculine. Здоровая. Здоровая, healthy, feminine. Здоровая. Здоровая, healthy, neuter. English, health, Russian. Здоровая. Здоровая. The next word is eat. The word, eat, in Russian is ест. Pronounced, ест. It's a verb, and in this example it is in the infinitive form. The sentence below uses the verb ест. In the present tense, third person singular form. Он ест суп. Он. He, pronounced, own. Ест. Eats, pronounced, yest, this is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb. Yest. Soup. Soup, pronounced, soup. Translation, he eats soup. Key concept, the verb. Yest. Is an irregular verb in Russian. In present tense it has different forms for each person. It's important to memorize these forms. Pronunciation guide. Yeah. Pronounced like the E in bed. Esther. Pronounced like the sent in rest. U. Pronounced like the U in moon. Pear. Pronounced like the P in pepper. English, eat. Yes. Pronounced, yes, Russian, Yesteri, eat, pronounced, yest. The next word is step. The word, step, can be used in a variety of ways in Russian, so it is important to be aware of the context in which you are using it. The most common usage of step is as a noun, but it can also be used as a verb. Here is an example of the noun usage of step in Russian. Sentence. Студент сделал шаг вперед. Translation. The student took a step forward. Breakdown. Студент. Student, pronounced student. Сделал. Past tense, masculine singular of the verb, to do, pronounced, sdilal. Shark. Step, pronounced, shark. Fyot. Forward, pronounced, fpyot. Key concepts. Shark. Is a masculine noun, so the adjective and verb will agree in gender. Fyot. Is a preposition meaning, forward. Variations. Shaggy. Steps, plural, pronounced, shaggy. Shashok. Small step, pronounced, shashok. English to Russian. Step. Shak. The next word is true. Это правда. This is a very basic sentence in Russian, using the word. Правда. Which means, truth, or, true, depending on context. The word order is straightforward. Это. Правда. Это. Pronounced, это, means, this, or, it, in this context. It's used as a subject pronoun, pointing to the truth being discussed. Правда. Pronounced, правда, is the noun meaning, truth. The sentence is in the nominative case, meaning it's the subject of the sentence. Variations. The word Pravda is a bit flexible. Pravdivy. Pronounced Pravdivy means truthful or honest. It's an adjective and can be used to describe a person or a statement. For example, he was a Pravdivy. Man. Pravdiva. Pronounced, pravdivo, is the adverb form, meaning, truthfully, or, honestly. For example, he told me. Pravdiva. You can also use. Pravda. In questions. Pravdali. Pronounced, pravidali, means, is it true? Or, really? Неправдали. Pronounced, неправдали, means, isn't it true? Or, don't you think so? English true Russian. Правда. Pronounced, правда. The next word is when. English. When will you come to visit us? Russian. Когда. Теперь. Приедешь. КНАМВ. Гости. Breakdown. Когда. КДАХ, this word is very versatile, and is used for questions about time, like, when, what time, how long, since when, etc. You will see it used in a lot of different contexts. Two. To means you and is used when addressing one person informally. In this sentence, the speaker is addressing a friend or someone younger than them. Приедешь. Приедешь, this is the future tense of the verb. Приехать. Приехать, which means to arrive, to come, or to get here. Not, you will use this verb a lot if you are talking about travel, visiting, or coming to an event. К. К, this preposition means, to, or, towards. Not, it's similar to the English, to not. Нам. Nam, this is the dative case of the pronoun. Mu. Ma, which means, we not, it's used to indicate the direction of the action. F, this preposition means, in, or, at not. Gusti. Ghti, this word means, guests, or, visiting, and is commonly used to refer to a visit to someone's home. Translation. Kagda. Kagdah, when? To. To, you. Pryish. Pryyh, dish, will come. Ka. K, to. Nam. Nam, us. F, in. Gusti. Ghti, visit. The next word is phone. The word. Telephone. Pronounced. Telephone means phone in Russian. It's a noun, so it changes depending on its grammatical role in a sentence. It's used in the nominative case here, which means it's the subject of the sentence. Here's an example. У меня есть телефон. Translation. I have a phone. У. Pronounced. U is a preposition that means at or by in this context. It is often used to indicate possession. Меня. Pronounced. Меня is a personal pronoun that means me or I in the genitive case. Есть. Pronounced. Есть is a verb meaning to be or to have. Телефон. Pronounced. Телефон is the noun, phone, in the nominative case. This sentence demonstrates a simple way to express possession in Russian. You can replace телефон with other nouns to say, I have a noun. Key concepts. Nouns. Russian nouns change their form depending on their grammatical role in a sentence, case. Prepositions. Prepositions like U are important for showing relationships between words in a sentence. Personal pronouns. Personal pronouns like меня can change form depending on their role in a sentence, case. Pronunciation. Телефон. Colon, телефон. У. Colon, у. Меня. Colon, меня. Есть. Colon, yes. Translation. Телефон. Colon, phone. У. Colon, at slash by. Меня. Colon, me slash I. Есть. Colon, to be slash to have. The next word is themselves. Они сами. Решили. Пойти. Кино. Breakdown. Они. Они, they, this is the nominative plural pronoun for they in Russian. Сами. Сами, themselves, this is a reflexive pronoun that is used to emphasize that the action is being performed by the subject of the sentence. It is a very common and useful word in Russian. Решили. Решили, decided, the past tense of the verb. Решить. Решить, to decide. Пойти. Парити, to go, this is the infinitive form of the verb, to go, in Russian. The ending. И. И signals that the verb is infinitive. V, in, this is a preposition that is used to indicate location. In this case, it is used to indicate that the action of going is taking place, in, the cinema. Кино. Кино, cinema, this is the Russian word for, cinema. Meaning of the sentence. They decided to go to the cinema themselves. Variations. You can replace. Они. Они, with other pronouns like. Мы. My, we. V. Y, U, plural, or R. I. You can replace Kino. Kino with other locations like theater, 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 or magazine, magazine, store. Pronunciation notes. The stress in Russian is on the penultimate syllable, the second syllable from the end. The I. E at the end of words like Rishuri, Rishi Li, and Paiti. Pariti are very soft, almost like a Y sound. Pay attention to the vowels in Russian. They are pronounced differently than in English. English and Russian translation of word. Themselves. Sami. Sami. The next word is draw. The English word, draw, has multiple meanings, so we will focus on the one related to drawing pictures. The sentence will be Ялю белю рисовать. Портретеру. Я люблю рисовать портреты. Breakdown. Я. I, pronoun, pronounced, ялю белю. Люблю. Love, verb, conjugated for the first person singular, pronounced, люблю. Рисовать. Рисовать. To draw, verb, infinitive, pronounced, рисовать, портретеру. Портреты. Portraits, noun, plural, pronounced, портрет. Y. This sentence means, I love to draw portraits. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Люблю. Люблю. Is the present tense, first person singular conjugation of the verb люблю. Любит. To love. Infinitive form. The infinitive of the verb to draw is рисовать. Рисовать. Variations. The sentence can be altered to emphasize different aspects. For example, Я люблю рисовать. Цветнемикраэндашами. Я люблю рисовать. Цветнемикраэндашами. I love to draw with colored pencils. Я очень люблю рисовать. Я очень люблю рисовать. I really love to draw. English translation. Draw. Рисовать. Рисовать. Pronounced, рисовать. Портрет. 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 Pronounced, портрет. The next word is white. The word, white, in Russian is Белый. Pronounced, Белый. Here is a simple sentence using the word Снег белый. Снег белый. This translates to, the snow is white. Breakdown of the sentence. Снег. Снег, this is the noun meaning, snow. It's pronounced, снег, in English. You can remember this word by thinking about the similar word, snow, in English. Белый. Белый, this is the adjective meaning, white. It's pronounced, Белый, in English. Is. Pronounced, isn't, this is the verb, to be, in the present tense, third person singular. It is not written, or spoken in Russian, but is implied. Variations of the word. Белый. Pronounced, Белый, is the feminine form of the adjective. It is used for feminine nouns like девушка, девушка, meaning girl. Белый. Pronounced Белый is the masculine form of the adjective. It is used for masculine nouns like снег, Snag, meaning snow. Gilly. Pronounced bilaye is the neuter form of the adjective. It is used for neuter nouns like solntsi. Solntsi, meaning sun. Pronunciation notes. In Russian, the stress in a word is always on a specific syllable. In the word gilly. Bilai, the stress is on the first syllable. When saying the word bayelyerlikatkoye, pronounced bailey in English, try to emphasize the e sound in the second syllable. English to Russian translation. White. Gilly. Pronounced bailey. The next word is date. The word date in English can have several meanings, so we need to be specific in Russian. Here's an example using the meaning of date as a noun referring to a specific day of the month. Сегодня 20 апреля. / high. Сегодня. Сегодня. Today. 20. Девятого. The 20th, note the e ending, because it's the feminine form, referring to апреля. Апреля. Априлия. April, note the лия ending, because it's the genitive case, indicating possession. This sentence means, today is the 20th of April. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have grammatical genders, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This affects the form of adjectives, pronouns, and even some verbs. Cases. Russian nouns have 6 cases, each indicating a different grammatical function within the sentence. In this example, we see the genitive case. Other meanings of date and their Russian equivalents. Date, as in a romantic appointment. Свидание. Date, as in a specific year. Data. Data. To use these words, you would change the sentence structure to fit the context. The next word is practice. / / Практика. Практика, practice. Sentence. Ежедневная практика поможет вам улучшить владение русским языком. Ежедневная практика поможет вам улучшить владение русским языком. Breakdown. Ежедневная. Ежедневная, daily, everyday, the я sounds like the e in bed. The я sounds like the я in yard. This is an adjective, meaning it describes a noun, in this case, практика. Практика. Практика, practice, the e sounds like the e in c. Поможет. Поможет, will help, the o sounds like the o in hot. The j sounds like the zh in pleasure. Вам. Вам, you, plural, formal, or informal, this is the dative case, meaning it's the indirect object of the verb pe or mojete, will help. Улучшит. Улучшит, to improve, the sh sounds like the sh in scratch. Владение. Владение, mastery, the ye sounds like the ye in yes. Русским. Ruskin, Russian, adjective, the s sounds like the s in sin. Языком. Языком, language, the ya sounds like the ya in yard. This is the instrumental case, meaning it's the tool used to do the action of the verb ulucheshaiteiri, to improve. Meaning, daily practice will help you improve your Russian language skills. Key concepts. Adjectives. Words that describe nouns, often ending in aya, yerlikatkoye, or oye. They agree with the noun in gender, number, and case. Case. Different forms of nouns and adjectives depending on their function in a sentence. There are six cases in Russian. Nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, instrumental, and prepositional. Verb conjugation. Changing the form of a verb to agree with the subject in person and number. The verb pomozhet will help is in the third person singular, meaning it agrees with the subject. Praktika. Practice. Plural forms. Russian nouns and adjectives have different forms for singular and plural. In this sentence, vam. You is plural. Instrumental case. This case is used to show the tool or means used to do something. For example, in this sentence, языком. Language is the tool used to improve pronunciation guide. Ye. Ye, like the e in bed. Ya. Ya, like the ya in yard. I. E, like the e in sea. O. O, like the o in hot. Je. Zh, like the zh in pleasure. Kya. Shch, like the shch in scratch. S, like the s in sin. English. Practice, slash stress Greek dot t small cap is slash Russian. Praktika. Praktika, slash stress prakt small cap ik schwa slash. The next word is model. Okay, I understand. I'm ready to begin. Please provide an English word, and I will create a Russian sentence using it with a full breakdown. Let's learn some Russian. The next word is raise. The word raise in English has a few different meanings in Russian, depending on the context. We'll focus on its meaning of to lift something up. Here's a sentence. Он поднял руку, чтобы задать вопрос. Breakdown. Он. He pronounced. Он. Поднял. Raised, lifted, pronounced. Поднял, this is the past tense masculine form of the verb. It changes based on the subject of the sentence. Руку. Hand, pronounced. Руку. Чтобы. In order to, so that, pronounced. Ch tabu. Zadat. To ask, pronounced. Zadat. Vapros. Question, pronounced. Vapros. Translation. He raised his hand to ask a question. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb. Podnat. To raise is conjugated to match the subject of the sentence. The ending changes for each gender and grammatical case. Infinitive vs. Conjugated form. The infinitive form of the verb, the, to, form, is podnat. The conjugated form, which shows tense and agreement with the subject, is podnat. Prepositions. The preposition. Чтобы indicates purpose. Variations of the word raise. Поднять. Поднять. To raise, to lift, infinitive. Поднимать. Поднимать. To raise, to lift, present tense. Поднялся. Поднялся, he slash she slash it rose, got up, past tense, masculine, singular. Поднялась. Поднялась, she rose, got up, past tense, feminine, singular. Поднялись. Поднялись, they rose, got up, past tense, plural. English. Raise slash re small cap iz slash Russian. Поднять. Slash поднять, slash. The next word is customer. The word, customer, in Russian is client. Pronounced client. It is a masculine noun, meaning it changes its ending depending on the grammatical case. Here is a sentence using this word. Client. Заказал. Столик. На двоих. Клиент. Заказал. Столик. На двоих. Breakdown. Client. Client. Customer, nominative case. Заказал. Заказал. Ordered, past tense, masculine singular. Столик. Столик. Table, nominative case. На. На. On, for, preposition. Двоих. Двоих. To, genitive case, used after the preposition. На. Translation. The customer ordered a table for two. Key concepts. Grammatical cases. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. Here, the word Client is in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence, while Dvoich is in the genitive case, indicating possession, or, of gender of nouns. In Russian, nouns have gender, which affects their endings, and the agreement of adjectives and verbs. Client is masculine, hence the verb. Заказал has the masculine past tense ending. Variations. Клиентка. Клиентка. Female customer, feminine form. Клиенты. Клиенты. Customers, plural form. Pronunciation. Клиент. 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 Заказал. 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 Столик. 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 На. 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 Двоих. 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 The next word is front. The word front can be used in many ways in Russian, as it is a versatile word in English as well. Here are some examples with breakdown. 1. The front of a building. Перед зданием есть фонтан. Перед. Before, pronounced. Перед. Зданием. Building, pronounced. Z-I-M. Есть. There is, pronounced. Yes. Fontan. Fountain, pronounced. Fontan. English translation. There is a fountain in front of the building. Key concept. The preposition. Перед. Before, is often used to indicate the front of something, like a building, or a line. 2. A group of people on the front lines. Front было очень опасен. Front. Front, pronounced. Front. B. Was, pronounced. Bill. Очень. Very, pronounced. Очень. Опасен. Dangerous, pronounced. Опасен. English translation. The front lines were very dangerous. Key concept. In this case, front refers to a battlefield, or a group of people actively involved in a conflict. 3. The front of a book. На передней обложке книги написано название. На. On, pronounced. На. Передней. Front, pronounced. Передней. Обложки. Cover, pronounced. Обложки. Книги. Book, pronounced. Книги. Написано. Written, pronounced. Написано. Название. Title, pronounced. Название. English translation. The title is written on the front cover of the book. Key concept. Переднее. Front can be used to refer to the front cover of something. Word and pronunciation. Перед. Before, pronounced. Перед. Front. Front, pronounced. Front. Переднее. Front, pronounced. Передне. The next word is think. Hash hash. Я думаю. Что он прав. Breakdown. Я. I, pronounced я. Думаю. Think, pronounced D-O-O-M-I-U. Что. That, pronounced C-H-T-O. On. He, pronounced on. Прав. Right, pronounced прав. Meaning. I think that he is right. Key concept. The verb. Думать. To think is irregular in the present tense, and its conjugation is important for understanding the sentence. Here, the form. Думаю. Is the first person singular present tense, indicating that the speaker is the one thinking. Variations. Он думает, что я не прав. He thinks that I am wrong. Мы думаем о том, что будем делать дальше. We are thinking about what we will do next. English translation. Think. Думать. Думать. The next word is explain. The Russian word for explain is объяснить. This word means to explain and is a verb. The ending temyakiznak is common for verbs in the infinitive form. In its basic form, it is conjugated as follows. Объяснить. Explain, singular, imperative. Объяснить. Explain, plural, imperative. Объясняю. I explain. Объясняешь. You explain. Объясняет. He slash she slash it explains. Объясняем. We explain. Объясняете. You all explain. Объясняют. They explain. You can use. Объяснить. To ask someone to explain something. For example. Объясните, пожалуйста, что это такое? Объясните. Explain, imperative, plural. Пожалуйста. Please. Что? What? Это? This? Такое? Such, please explain what this is. Объяснить. Can be used to explain something to someone. For example. Я могу объяснить тебе, как работает этот механизм. Я. I. Могу. Can. Объяснить. Explain. Тебе. To you. Как. How. Работает. Works. Этот. This. Механизм. Mechanism. I can explain to you how this mechanism works. Объяснить. Can be used to ask for an explanation. For example. Объясни. Пожалуйста. Почему ты так решил? Объясни. Explain, imperative, singular. Пожалуйста. Please. Почему? y t u tak. So, issue. Decided, please explain why you decided that. Pronunciation. Objasnit. Is pronounced like, objasnit. Be sure to stress the first syllable. The vowel sounds are like the, o, in, hot, y, like, y, in, yard, and, e, like, e, in, sea. English. Explain Russian. Objasnit. The next word is door. The word door in Russian is dverь, pronounced dvire. It is a feminine noun. Here is a sentence. Dverь zakryta. Translation. The door is closed. Breakdown. Dverь. Dvire, door. This is the nominative case, which is used for the subject of a sentence. Zakryta. Zakryta, closed. This is the feminine past participle of the verb. Zakryt. Zakryt, which means, to close. The past participle agrees in gender with the noun. Dvery. Dvire. The ending. A. A is the feminine singular ending for past participles. Key concept. In Russian, adjectives and past participles, like, closed, agree in gender, number, and case with the noun may modify. Variations. You can use other verbs with dvery, dvire, such as otkryt, otkryt, to open, otkryt, otkryt, to open, postuchat, postuchat, to knock. Pronunciation guide. Dvery. Dvire, the. The. D sounds like the D in door. The. V sounds like the V in victory. The. Mark is knack. Y is a soft sign that makes the. Yeah. E sounds softer, similar to the E in the. Zakryta. Zakryta, the. The. Med sounds like the med in zebra. The. Ka. K sounds like the K in kite. The. Ev. R sounds like the R in run. The. U. Y is a stressed vowel and is pronounced as a long I, as in machine. The. T. T sounds like the T in table. The. A. A sounds like the A in father. English translation of the words. Door. Dvery. Dvire, closed. Zakryta. Zakryta. The next word is outside. The Russian word for outside is Saruji. Pronounced Saruji. Here is a sentence using the word. Дети играли снаружи, пока шел дождь. Breakdown. Дети. Pronounced дети, children, plural. Играли. Pronounced играли, played, past tense. Снаружи. Pronounced снаружи, outside. Пока. Pronounced пока, while. Shell. Pronounced shale, went, past tense. Dождь. Pronounced dождь, rain. Translation. The children played outside while it was raining. Key concepts. Prepositions. Снаружи. Is a preposition, like, outside, in English. Prepositions show the relationship between a noun, or pronoun and other words in a sentence. Past tense. The sentence uses the past tense, which is formed by adding the suffix l, pronounced l, to the verb stem. Variations. Внутри. pronounced. Vnutri means inside. Nuritsu. Pronounced. Narulitsi also means outside and is more commonly used than Saruji. Pronunciation tips. S. Pronounced. S sounds like the S in sun. N. Pronounced. Na sounds like the na in nap. U. Pronounced. U sounds like the u in moon. Y. Pronounced. Li sounds like the li in tree. Ye. Pronounced. Ye sounds like the ye in yes. English and Russian translation. Outside. Saruji. Inside. Внутри. The next word is behind. The English word behind can be used in Russian to express the idea of being located at the back of something or someone. Sentence. Он стоял за деревом. Breakdown. Он. Pronunciation. Он. He. Стоял. Pronunciation. Стоял. Stood. Past tense. Masculine singular. За. Pronunciation. За. Behind. Деревом. Pronunciation. Деревом. Tree, instrumental case, singular. Translation. He stood behind the tree. Key concepts. Prepositions. In Russian, the preposition за behind is used to express location, case, the word деревом. Tree is in the instrumental case, which is used to indicate the object with which something is done, or by which something is done. Variations. The preposition за can also be used with other words, such as домом, house, стулом, chair, or машиной, car. The verb стоять to stand can be conjugated in other tenses and forms. Pronunciation. За. За. Деревом. Деревом. English-Russian word equivalents. Behind. За. Tree. Дерево. The next word is economic. The Russian sentences. Экономика России развивается быстро. Breakdown. Экономика. Экономика, this is the noun for economics, or economy. The stress is on the second syllable, no. Think of it as ekonomika. Россия. Россия, this is the genitive case of Россия. Россия, which means Russia. The stress is on the second syllable, C. Think of it as Россия. The genitive case is used to show possession, just like the English S here, it shows that the economy belongs to Russia. Развивается. Развивается, this is the third person singular present tense of the verb. Развивается. Развиваться, which means to develop or to grow. The stress is on the third syllable, va. Think of it as развиваться. In this context, it means is developing. Быстро. Быстро, this is an adverb meaning quickly or rapidly. The stress is on the first syllable, by. Think of it as быстро. Full sentence translation. The economy of Russia is developing quickly. English word. Economic Russian word. Экономический. Экономический. Pronunciation. Экономический. English word. Economy Russian word. Экономика. Экономика. Pronunciation. Экономика. The next word is sight. The word site in English can be used as a noun meaning a place, location, or position. It can also be used as a verb meaning to place or position something. Here is a Russian sentence using the noun form of site. На этом сайте есть много интересной информации. Breakdown. На. Pronounced na, this is a preposition meaning on or at. Prepositions show the relationship between a noun and another word in the sentence. Этом. Pronounced этом, this is a demonstrative adjective meaning this. Demonstrative adjectives show which item you are referring to. In this case, it is modifying the noun, site. Сайте. Pronounced сайте, this is the noun form of the word site in Russian. Ест. Pronounced ест, this is a verb meaning there is slash are. In this context, it is referring to the existence of information. Много. Pronounced много, this is an adjective meaning much or many. It modifies the noun information. Интересной. Pronounced интересной, this is an adjective meaning interesting. The ending ой makes it feminine to agree with the noun information. Информации. Pronounced информации, this is the noun form of the word information in Russian. It is the direct object of the verb ЕСТЕРИ. Translation. There is a lot of interesting information on this site. Pronunciation key. А. Pronounced like the in father. Е. Pronounced like the E in bed. И. Pronounced like the E in sea. О. Pronounced like the O in hot. У. Pronounced like the U in moon. Ы. Pronounced like the Y in my. И. Pronounced like the E in get. Ю. Pronounced like the U in flute. Я. Pronounced like the Y in yard. Word variations. Site. Pronounced sahit, this is the masculine form of the word site. Sahiti. Pronounced sahiti, this is the plural form of the word site. Site. Pronounced sahitai, this is the plural form of the word site. English translation. Site. Site. The next word is approach. Hash hash. Подход. Breakdown. Подход. Подход. This is the noun, approach. The O in. Подход. Is pronounced like the O in hot. You can see it as an O with a little line above it. K, this is the preposition, to, or, towards ERYESHAYENIU, RISHENIU, this is the dative case of the noun ERYESHAYENIYE, RISHENI, meaning, solution. In Russian, the dative case is used to show the indirect object of a verb, so here ERYESHAYENIYU, is the indirect object of the verb ERYEL, was. Remember the E at the end of ERYESHAYENIYU is an E with a little line above it. The pronunciation of this E is a bit of a stretch of the tongue, not quite like the E in bet, but close to it. Eteoikratkoye, etoi, this is the feminine form of the demonstrative adjective eteote, etot, meaning this. The O in eteoikratkoye is the same as the O in hot. This is the dative case of the noun zadacha, meaning task. You might hear this at the end of the word like in father, but a bit shorter. Beyeruel, bile, this is the past tense of the verb beyeruteiri, bite, meaning to be. The yeru at the end of the word is like a very short y, or almost like the I at the end of try. Okayen yeri, ocean, this is the adverb, very. O is like the O in hot, and the CH is pronounced like the CH in chair. Kayate even yeru m, creative nim, this is the instrumental case of the adjective kayate even yeru ikat koye, creative ni, meaning creative. The I in kayate even yeru m is pronounced like the E in C. Translation. The approach to solving this task was very creative. Variations. Подходит. Подходит, to approach, verb. Подходный. Подходный, approachable, adjective. Подход. Подход can also be used as a singular noun meaning a method or a way. For example, у нас есть несколько подходов. У нас есть несколько подходов. We have several approaches. Note. The O at the end of the word. Подход. Is an unstressed O, which often sounds like a short A in English. So the word might sound closer to подха than подход. Pronunciation. Подход. Подход. K-K-R-E-S-H-I-N-E-U. Решению. Это и краткое. Этой. Задача. Задейк. Берл. Байл. Очень-ери. Ошен. Карьяте-ивен-ерлем. Креативным. The next word is teacher. The word teacher in Russian is учитель. Pronounced ukitel. Here is a Russian sentence using the word teacher. Мой учитель русского языка очень строгий. Мой ukitel русского языка очень строгий. Breakdown. Мой. Мой, my, masculine, singular. Учитель. Ukitel, teacher, masculine, singular. Русского. Русского, Russian, genitive case, singular, masculine, meaning, of Russian. Языка. Языка, language, genitive case, singular, masculine, meaning, of language. Очень. Очень, very. Строгий. Строгий, strict, masculine, singular. Translation. My Russian language teacher is very strict. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, neuter. This affects the form of adjectives and other words that modify the noun. Cases. Russian nouns have six cases, which indicate the function of the noun in the sentence. Word order. In Russian, the word order is more flexible than in English, but the subject usually comes before the verb. Variations. Учительница. Учительница is the feminine form of teacher. The plural of учитель is учителя. Учителя. Pronunciation hints. The letter chair. Chair is pronounced like the ch in chair. The letter ге is pronounced like the G in go. The letter ya is pronounced like the ya in yard. The stress in a Russian word is marked with an accent mark. English translation. Teacher. Учитель. Учитель. My. Мой. Мой. The next word is land. The word land can be translated in many different ways in Russian depending on the context. Here's an example using the word земля, земля, which is the most common way to refer to land as a general concept. Sentence. Земля круглая. Земля круглая. Breakdown. Земля. Земля. This is the noun for land or earth. Pronunciation. Земля. Note the stress is on the second syllable. Круглая. Круглая. This is the feminine adjective meaning round. Pronunciation. Круглая. The G is soft, like J in gem. Земля круглая. Земля круглая. The literal translation is earth is round. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. Земля is feminine, hence the feminine adjective. Круглая. This is an important concept in Russian drama. Word order. In this sentence, the noun Земля comes before the adjective. Круглая. This is typical for Russian sentence structure. Variations. Земля can also refer to soil or ground. Other words for land include почва, почва, soil, суша, саша, land as opposed to water, территория, территория, territory, страна, страна, country. English and Russian translation. Land. Земля. Земля.